Brothers and sisters, in a previous message, we considered the root of human conflicts, fights, and wars. We concluded that the character of our corrupted human nature generates hostilities between people. In the Epistle of James, this is called our warring passions. Such passions, or inner desires, are manifested in selfishness, self-seeking, greed, and pride. These are the results of the loss of the connection and intimacy of our humanity that our first parents enjoyed with their gracious and caring Creator. It was replaced by suspicion, doubt, rebellion, estrangement, and even enmity from their side. The original perfect design of mankind in a divine image and likeness, which very closely connected us to the Creator's goodness, was corrupted and replaced by a state of insurmountable alienation. This impacted every aspect of our humanity. Lost was our knowledge of the Creator in whose image we were made. Lost was our affection for Him. Lost was our willing desire to seek His nearness. Our human nature lost the ability to resolve this hopeless situation. On our own, we cannot do anything to correct it. Nothing we can do is sufficient. We need to be awakened to our desperate need for a divine solution. Indeed, our gracious and caring Creator has taken the initiative to provide exactly this. As enemies of the Lord's goodness, we need forgiveness and restoration to His nearness. That is called reconciliation. The gospel of reconciliation is beautifully and logically recorded for us in the Apostle Paul's inspired message to the Romans. We read in the 5th chapter, "While we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." The logical message of the gospel is clear. It tells us of our own inability to reestablish for ourselves a peaceful relationship with the Lord. We are described as weak. On our own, we do not enjoy the strength or ability to draw near to the Lord's holy presence. Instead, we became His enemies. The Old Testament scriptures vividly illustrate the failure of every human effort to come up with a solution to the completely severed connection with the Lord. From Adam to Noah, a period of over 1600 years, humanity failed to establish that connection. Still, some hoped for and looked forward to the divine promise for a future provision of restoration. The survival and repopulation of humanity by merely 8 souls, Noah, his 3 sons, and their wives, neither corrected nor re-established a new humanity at peace with God. About 2,500 years passed from the destructive flood to Christmas Day. At the beginning of that period, the Lord delivered humanity from self-destructing at the Tower of Babel. Following the dispersion of humanity, God called Abram the Hebrew and equipped him to establish a recognizable and identifiable line which progresses towards a very unique and special one who would bring blessing to all humanity. During that long period, neither the setting aside of a peculiar people nor the existence of a nation kingdom established a true peaceful relationship between God and our corrupted humanity. The peculiar people and the nation kingdom, however, served to prepare for God's saving divine initiative in the promised Messiah, Christ. The Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans goes on to say, "At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." The fourth chapter of Paul's inspired epistle or letter to the Galatians calls this right time the fullness of time. In other words, Christ's coming awaited the right time. That was a time at which God's saving initiative began on earth by the coming of Christ on Christmas Day. 700 years before that, the prophets Isaiah and Micah spoke of that right time, or fullness of time, as the beginning of the last days. The expression last days means the last period of history, or the days after which there will not be any other days. These last days are identified in the New Testament as the days during which God speaks and reveals himself fully in Christ and announces his gracious, saving gospel to all humanity. Brothers and sisters, the letter to the Romans reminds us that Christ came to die for the ungodly, yes, for ungodly people like us. The passage clarifies that further. It says, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It goes on to remind us that while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. So Christ came to die for people who are not only ungodly, but also are God's enemies. Normally, for enemies to be reconciled, they need a neutral and uninvolved mediator. But this is not a normal enmity. It is not an enmity between two parties of the same standing. It is an enmity between weak, rebellious, and self-defeated humanity and the Holy Almighty Creator. Clearly, no usual mediator qualifies for the job of reconciling sinful man to the Holy God. Here we see how remarkably different the God of the Bible is from the gods of religions. The gods of religions are formed by the imaginations of weak and sinful human beings, shaped after the corrupted image and likeness of sinful humanity. They can be pleased, appeased, and even bribed by the ones after whom they are shaped. The true living God of the Scriptures cannot be imagined or known by sinful humanity. Brothers and sisters, amazing indeed is the message of the gospel. It speaks to us of how infinitely different the true living God is. He actually came by himself to us. The fifth chapter of Romans begins by clarifying how Christ's death accomplishes the much-needed peaceful connection with God. It says, "Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Yes, the Almighty, all-wise, holy God stooped to our human level in Christ to become the mediator between us and himself. In Christ, the Lord presents himself as our peace offering to himself. Christ represents in himself our peace with God. That is why he is called Emmanuel, God with us, Prince of Peace. By his word and spirit, he establishes not a religion, but a new humanity. turned from enmity to peace. His gospel is the only peacemaking message available to humanity. Hallelujah.